Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
And you are inside the episode. Today we dive into episode 75, Wake the Hell Up. Hey everyone, this is BT and you are inside the episode. We are here with David. David, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, T. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So this is the episode titled Wake the Hell Up. Make sure if you have not yet listened to that episode, go back and listen to that now because David was doing a little ranting on that episode, and it's really, really powerful. I've got a couple questions I want to ask him here, and you're going to want to listen to that episode before you listen to this, okay? So, David, in the episode, you talked about two things you need to pay attention to in business. First and foremost, accept the fact that everything is going to change. And you also said the second thing is be ahead of those changes. So you've been doing this for quite some time, many, many, many years. How have you been able to adapt so well in the years you've been doing this?
I think that the reason is that when I first got into this business, I was probably admittedly had some magical thinking going on and a little romantic about what I was doing. I very quickly found out just by paying attention that was going to kill me because I was doing the work. There was a part of me that understood that I really needed to do like the hardcore sales. There were core competencies that I needed to learn in the business. Now, what was fascinating about this was that I was called in really quick to train people that were in the same industry that I was in on sales. And I saw the vast difference in the way that I was thinking and the way that they were thinking. And they were really into magical thinking around sales. Like they thought because they wanted to be in the seminar business and they had a great seminar or whatever, that if they put flyers out or posted it online or whatever, the people would show up. They could not wrap their mind around the ideas why that would not happen. And they literally got angry about the idea that they had to make sales. So I was like, what is going on here? Like, I knew this because I had been in business for a long time and I had been in sales for a long time and I had worked in a corporation where I worked my way up and was exposed to all of that. I don't think I had magical thinking around how the business worked. I may have had a little magical thinking around thinking that it was going to be easier, but I think that having that experience in the very beginning was like, oh, okay, not everybody really thinks this way. Not everybody knows this. But what I was really astounded by was that they chose to quit versus changing their thinking. And I thought, you know, I really need to pay attention to this because this is like... I could see why people would lose everything or make investments and lose everything or not do the work. And I also knew that it was kind of like, it was almost like something was saying to me, don't ever get in this place. Like you've got to think about this as a business and not a romance. You have to think, just because I was teaching like universal law and spiritual principles and stuff, I also understood that it was what I used to get my head on straight. I probably had more magical thinking, so to speak, just in a negative way, by the way that I was raised versus learning how to think based on law. You know what I mean? So I started in 2000. I went through the whole 9/11 thing. And my business was just starting. I went through a major embezzlement. I went through the whole 2009 thing. There's been several financial downturns in the economy when I was in business. There was a lot that has changed over the years. And I believed that if I really thought according to law, looked at the cause and effect, that I could overcome everything, but it was never from like a magical place where God or spirit or the universe was going to do something for me. It's that because of that power, I had the ability to figure it out. That's what that power gave me to do, to think logically in a way to actually figure out a problem, to become resourceful. So, and I also knew that the answer had to be there. Like, that's the law of polarity. I've said it a million times. It's my favorite law, because the moment a problem shows up, I know that the solution is there. So I don't get focused in on the problem. I start looking for the solution. What is the solution to this problem? And I think that it's because of that is the reason why I never got sucked into those things. And it's not that I haven't had problems, but I've been able to grow and overcome those problems as they have showed up in my life and business.
That's great. Yeah, and you've done it quite well, being ahead of all those changes because you know they're coming. You talk a lot about magical thinking, and I know there's people out there that are listening that are fairly new to who you are, and that might be a term that they don't even know what that means. So could you just take a moment for people who are new to you or new to this podcast and just give a brief summary of what your interpretation of magical thinking means?
Magical thinking is when somebody wants an outcome, but they don't understand how to think according to the law of cause and effect to bring about the desired outcome. They have gathered information from somewhere that is incorrect about how to become successful. So, you know, it's really kind of interesting because I see people manipulate the truth in order to make sales. And a lot of, you know, like there's a lot of people out there, and there have been for a long time, like, you know, treat yourself the best, dress the best, travel first class, stay in 5-star hotels, do all of this stuff, and then that's going to bring about success. And I have even said that one of the first things that I had to start doing, that my mentor had me to start doing, was flying first class. But people never hear the part that says, now do the work to pay for those things. Yeah, all of those things, if you do them and you do the work, it will increase your self-esteem. Putting on a nice dress, flying first class, staying in a 5-star hotel, just doing that alone is not going to increase your self-esteem. It probably will increase your entitlement, right? So that's where people really get into magical thinking. But, you know, here's the thing. Like, yeah, everybody wants to play dress up. Everybody wants to fly private. Everybody wants to stay in a 5-star hotel. Those are all really great things. But how many people actually want to do the process that causes that to happen, which is not sitting around watching The Secret 500 times a day, watching people pontificate on YouTube about spiritual ideas, and that that's actually going to build a business? Because the only people, like, there's people that start a business doing that, and they're able to sell it because there's other people out there that want to believe it, right? But all they do is nothing. Like, nothing ever happens. They never go anywhere because it is not cause and effect based.
Yeah, that's great. And this is the perfect segue here too, because in this episode, you talked about the importance of knowing your market as it relates to the universal laws, which is a very interesting concept when you start talking about business. You particularly talked about the law of cause and effect, which you just referenced when you were talking about magical thinking, about starting or running a business based off of that law. You know, just having an idea isn't enough, and there are no shortcuts. You have to put in the work. Can you say more about the law of cause and effect and how people rely on it so much when starting or running a business?
Yeah. You know, when we're raised as little kids, we learn the law of cause and effect really kind of based on the experience that we have in life and what we're taught about the law of cause and effect by other people. So that would be our parents, teachers, religious leaders, politicians, whatever. Not everybody understands the law of cause and effect, and a lot of people manipulate the idea of what causes what. So when we start a business, if we don't understand what moves money, if we don't understand how marketing works, which is the law of cause and effect in, you know, basically in copy and video and audio, if we don't understand how sales works by the law of cause and effect, in other words, what do I do that causes the next thing to happen and then the next thing and then the next thing and the next thing until I get the result that I'm looking for? If we don't understand all of those steps, then we go into magical thinking, if I just do this, whatever this is, maybe it's making a post on Facebook, then I'm automatically going to get this result. And there's a lot of different cause and effect steps in between. So it's essential to understand it, that there is, you know, just understanding the law itself is a really great benefit, because if we're not getting the effect that we want, then we're not applying the right cause, period. That's all it is. You're not applying the right cause. So then you can go back and you could say, I'm going to try something else. I mean, look, Edison did this 10,000 times, right? He had an idea for a light bulb and it never worked. So he had to do this 10,000 times of applying different causes in order to get that correct effect.
That's great. Okay, we're going to leave you with this. You said easy praise upon the weak. That was one of your quotes. Damn, that is a powerful statement right there if I've ever heard one. How can that one piece of advice help our listeners shift their thinking starting today?
I think that it'll help a person shift their thinking because if understand this, just because you're able to sell something to people that believe in the same lie doesn't mean that it's right. And it puts you in the illusion that you actually have a business, because when the day comes that they wake up and they find out that what you're selling to them is complete bullshit, you're going to be out of business. And I see this a lot with coaches selling other coaches. We do business with people in just about every industry that there is. And yes, we do have coaches as clients. However, if what I taught that most coaches teach, if I taught that to other businesses, it wouldn't work. What most coaches teach other business to train, if they were to teach other businesses, it wouldn't work. The only place it works is with coaches because there's not enough truth in it. There's partial truths in it, but some of it's out and out falsehoods. And there would be no way that another business would actually be able to apply it, because they're actually dealing with regular corporations. What's happening today is a person thinks that they're a coach. They start a business in coaching and they start selling other coaches on how to build a business. And then those coaches start selling other coaches on how to build a business. And those coaches start selling other coaches on how to build a business. They're all believing in the same bullshit, right? So they're all buying the same crap, right? But Try to take that idea of just taking your vibration to a CEO of a Fortune 500 company and see how far that gets you. See how that helps their 8,000 employees just by changing their vibration. There has to be a practical application to everything that we're doing. So my whole thing is like, look, the moment you start being selective with the laws because there's a place that you don't want to grow and you only want to take the part of the law that appeals to you and leave the rest on the table so that you don't have to grow, you're in danger. And it's going to collapse, and it's going to collapse like a house of cards at some point.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. That is outstanding. Excellent answers, as always. Love cutting these inside the episode pieces because we really get a glimpse behind what has made you the successful person you are. And I hope that what we do in these helps the people who are listening. So thanks for sticking around, David.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.